We just wanted to thank God for all the support we had yesterday for the funeral there, and how it was such a blessing to see people work hard to make sure it was something, a good homecoming, as they say. Because I think there's an example with him about resurrection life, and I really have a lot to say about that. But I just want to give you God's heart this morning about what He really wants for us. And if you look in the Old Testament and the New Testament, He keeps talking about I've given you an inheritance. I've given an inheritance, and the children of Israel came out of Egypt and go to the promised land because that's your inheritance. And then in the New Testament, He talks about our inheritance. You know, it's the Father's good pleasure to give us an inheritance, and that we be enlightened toward the inheritance of the saints of God, right? So there's this inheritance that He's really wanting. He has this heart for us to enter His inheritance. And as was spoken and prayed here, that our eyes have to come open to what that inheritance is. But I can tell you that we are on the right track for it. But we want to really understand a little bit better and sort of graduate into these things. So there's a manifestation of His kingdom that will come here on earth. Here's some of the mistakes that we kind of make. And I'll just say this to get this out of the way. So, but hopefully it'll help lay a platform for, you know, some of our blindness and what God has to enlighten us to. And again, I say Kristen mentioned already some of it, but we've got to get this, right? We've got to get this. And so, you know, Christianity can kind of be generally in two stages. One where, just like the children of Israel in the wilderness, you get saved, you get forgiveness of sin, but you don't go any further. And, you know, I thought about this morning, and of course, this is our example. The wilderness, you know, there are 600,000 men. 600,000 men died. And only two people of that generation, only two people out of 600,000. And so that should, and of course, this scripture says that's for our example, right? So there seems to be an inclination in us to not learn spiritual lessons. We have an affinity when they don't get in. They never get in. So we have to really stop and think about that. I mean, they were no different than we were. And so the Lord, you know, there's a tendency, the propensity to not capture God's plan. It's like Kristen said, we want this, but God says you need that. And we can't be thankful for that because we still want this. And so we go around the land again. 10 years later, same story. 20 years later, same story. And we are we're determined to have it our own way. And until the Lord can break that, until He can break that, and see, God's just not going to, He's not going to grade us on the curse system on that. Either we're going to get it or we're not. And He's going to keep going until we do get it. Because we can't, see, flesh and blood can't enter this kingdom. So it's, as long as it's our way, as long as it's flesh and blood, we're still not going to get it. You know, so here's, He loves us so much, He's determined that we get it. So I don't know about you guys, but I've missed it many, many, many times. It's amazing how long we missed the lesson. So I'm talking to all of us this morning. We all have those fleshly tendencies. and flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom of God. So then, you know, he's constantly trying to get us, I need you to inherit the kingdom. And see, we, because of our fleshly ways, all we can consider, even when we hear the promises about the kingdom, I want the kingdom. Rob and I talked about this. I want the kingdom. We still think material. It's like, I got the kingdom because I've got a nice car or whatever, you know. You're so far from it. Right? You know, and even back in the Old Testament, God's trying to bless them. So they're in the desert for years and years and years. But here's the point that Kristen was making. A part of inheriting the kingdom of God is that you have to lose your own interest. Okay? You know, so we thought we were inheriting the kingdom because we needed something material, but that was still your interest. Right? That's for your benefit. That's not for God's glory. That's for your benefit. And then at first he says, okay, I'm going to go ahead and give you the car. But don't make a mistake. That's not the kingdom of God. That's because you're a baby, baby, baby. And I'm tired of hearing you whine. But that's not what I have for you. That's not what I have for you. See, what I have for you is big. See, I still, you know, in the confession over the offering, the glory of the Lord, the kingdom's got to come. These are the songs we were singing this morning. Heaven has got to come to earth. But it's got to come through a people. See? And as long as the people are divided and they have their own opinion and they want their own prosperity, that's not God's kingdom. That's not his glory. That's not God's kingdom. That's still us on the earth trying to, you know, live out our own little. And I'm telling you, until God can break you of that and me of that, there's nothing going to happen. Flesh and blood. See, it's not material. Flesh and blood is not going to inherit the things of God. It's not. So God has, it's my good pleasure to give you. It's my pleasure. I want to do it. I want to do it. I just can't get you off of yourself. We found the problem, and it is us. And so he has to keep working because It's all of it. Listen, all of it is by the working of his own power. Mm-hmm. It's never by our working. It's never by our working. It's never by our own personal desires. You know, I was talking to Pastor Mike about this. Thank God he's here. You know, Pastor Mike can take this. They say, you know, he got these kidney stones he's dealing with, and he went to the doctor Friday, and they couldn't even find him. So something else going on. Listen, I was talking to him about this, and he said, you know what? And if you're in the Outer Banks, you heard this, I'll say it again. He said he sat down a couple of weeks ago and started saying, okay, I'm going to set my goals. You know, in 5 years, I'm going to be this. In 20 years, I'm going to be that or be doing this. You know, he said, man, we've always been taught, you know, make sure you have goals, you know, and that can be okay. But listen, if the kingdom of God not involved in them, see, those are your goals. This is why people can't find their purpose, because you keep trying to set your own goals and then they're distant from God. And then so 10 more years from now, I don't know my purpose, because you've been trying to set them in the world. Somebody said, I don't drink or cuss, but your goals are still in the world. It's the same thing. So God just got to renew our mind. He's got to give us revelation about it. See, your goals got to come from heaven. And so we have to start to get quiet and let God break us in the wilderness. This is where we learn. In the wilderness is where we learn that my will's got to get broken. And here's the other thing you have to learn in the wilderness. Forget about your goals and things. You know, I want to say that loosely, you know. Just pray about what your goals are. But make sure they're in the kingdom. And the other thing is, that's where you start to learn that God meets all my needs. That God meets all my needs by his supernatural power. I don't care if you got to split a rock or whatever. You know, there's sometimes people come in your life, you did not even expect it. It's, you know, God's trying to meet your needs. He said, I can take care of that part. We keep trying, but he said, I can take care of that part. If I can teach you that, now you can start seeking my glory. And then that's when something starts moving, something starts changing. That's when it feels like heaven. That's when it feels like heaven on earth. Because as soon as you stop trying, he's going to take you to the heavenly realm and now get his will done by bringing heaven down on earth. But he's got to break us and sanctify us. See, this is why I love the songs that our worship team sang today. See, God's trying to show us. I want heaven on earth, but I've got to get a people in heaven first. That's the caveat here. That's the condition. I want heaven on earth. Thank God, bring it, God. But see, I'm going to bring it through you. And then you have to learn to seek it first. You have to seek it first, right? Isn't that the prayer we pray? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. John 6:33 talks about seek first the kingdom. First, F-I-R-S-T. So our needs got to come. This is what Satori Christian was stealing this. We stop praying about our needs. So when we're in that first stage of Christianity, we start learning, God, give me this, give me that. We're just starting off, give me this, give me that. I need a new pair of shoes. I need this, I need that. You know, I got this trouble, I got that trouble. Come on, God, help me, me, help me, help me. I need help. God's a blesser. We all get in church and shout, how he blessed me. And that's what your testimony is about, how much he blessed me. He blessed me with this and that. And I know I'm messing. And that was okay. I'm a baby. See, it was all about us. I said it was. It was all about us. And God allows for that because he knows, you know, we got to grow. But you know what? Here's the quote. Read, he's trying to promote us. That we don't think about us. Isn't that something? You get promotion away from yourself. I'm getting promoted away from myself so I can think about others. So I can learn to love my enemies. I can learn when people offend me, don't bother me. I'm getting promoted away from myself. That's when I know the kingdom's starting to come. When I talk about Mike and he don't even feel it. There's a new order. See. And so here's what's starting to happen to us. This is why I'm sharing. This is what's starting to happen to PWM. God's starting to promote us. That we get away from ourselves and we start to, you know, the kingdom of God is ours potentially. In other words, you know, thank God that's our inheritance, but you have to enter into the kingdom. You get away from yourself, and the more you get away from yourself, the more you get into this kingdom. Because what? Flesh and blood can't enter into it. So if you're still thinking about yourself, right? Mike's still thinking about his goals. Okay, Mike, get your goals, but if you can forget about the kingdom. You can forget about reigning and ruling with me. You can forget about bringing my glory to the earth. You can. I know you know the scriptures, but you can forget about it as long as you are at the center of this whole thing. So I got to break that. Well, you don't even think about your needs. But the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I don't want for anything. I'm thinking about something else. How am I going to get that note paid? The Lord is my shepherd. His kingdom's got to come. Even if I go down, his kingdom's going to come first. Forget about my need. I'm growing. And this is what's happening to us. We're growing, you know. And so when we start growing this way, the battle is on. See, Satan's sitting back over in the corner while you think about yourself all the time, because he's got no problem. See, you're still on the ground crying and moaning about your problems and sharing with people and da 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 da. And Satan's like, look, I ain't got no problem. he ain't even touching my kingdom. He's not even close to touch my kingdom. All they can think about themselves. Still babies. My kingdom is safe. I'm good. Do you have a few more like them? Because they're really on my side. Right? And so but we're starting to grow, see? And I can feel it. And that's where the pressure comes in. You know, so if God can find a people who really want this kingdom, so you got, that's why he keeps saying you got to count the cost. Because that's when, this is when Satan, when you start losing your own life, and start entering to the kingdom of God, where you're now starting to walk in Jesus' authority. You're starting to walk in a heavenly authority, and demons start to tremble, right? And strongholds get busted. Not just because the word says so and you can quote it, but because you've gone through the necessary pains, because flesh and blood won't get in there, and with much tribulation, you enter the kingdom of God. It doesn't come cheap. It does not come cheap. You guys remember the violent, the kingdom of God suffers what? Violence. And violent, take it by force, right? That means there's something in there that you're going to have to lose something. Because what? Satan's starting to push back on you. It could come in your spirit. It could come in your soul. It could come in your body. It could come in yourself. It could come in other people. But he's going to start using something to keep Robert out of that kingdom. Because as soon as Robert gets in there, his goose is starting to get cooked. Instead of quoting scripture because the word says quote scripture, he's quoting it because it got down in him and he's advanced to a position of authority. The kingdom of God is the authority of God himself.
Come on now, that's it.
It's just like God said it through Deborah. It's just like God said it. She sees it like God sees it, and she says it like God says it. Now the demons tremble. Now, see, this is why. This is why. Once those 600,000 people died, and two people made it over, Josh and Caleb. See, that's a type of going into the kingdom. That was a type back there going into the kingdom, and he told Joshua, "Be strong and be courageous." In other words, this is not for wimpies. This is not for those thinking about themselves and every little pinch. They start crying. Every little pinch, I can't take it. She knew it was coming. It's embarrassing. She's so scared. See, we gotta start reacting to every little thing. I love that boy. Do y'all follow me? Somebody say, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what they said to me. Satan laughing. They'll never make it. Oh yeah, they're going to heaven when they die, but they ain't going to do nothing with heaven while they on here. This is where PWM is. See, God's lifting us. He's promoting us. He's promoting us. Pass ourselves into the kingdom of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God.
Welcome.
He's promoting us. We're starting to forget about ourselves. Thank God. You know, that's a blessing. That's a blessing when you can forget about yourself. Then we start to see some results. I had Kristen Davis a word this morning about it. I guarantee it's coming to pass. I guarantee it's coming to pass. You know, I sent out this past week. I think I sent a New Breed and Faith 365 because it has to do with us. The Lord started dealing with me, and it has to do with us. You know, one of us in this room had a dream and went to heaven. And in heaven, they saw the courtroom of God, the throne room of God. And it was light and pillars. They saw angels carrying books. They saw this courtroom type jury box. And letters. And of course, my first thought, oh man, what's that? Oh, God, that's good stuff. You know, we're starting to visit heaven. But then I started to see God's taking PWM to the throne room. That'd be you. See, we're graduating out of the natural into the kingdom of God. And see, Satan's power is not moved on earth. It's only moved through the heavenly throne room where we get our orders. Why is it a courtroom? Because justice is always comes from the throne of God. It doesn't come from us memorizing scripture. So when we're singing, God could bring heaven on earth. He's saying, thank you. Thank you. Starting to get the vision of it. But that means I'm taking you to the heavenly courtroom to give Satan's verdict from there. And then when you declare it back on earth, you're bringing heaven to earth. That person's going to get saved. That person's going to get healed. The eyes of that blinded person's eyes are going to come open. Heaven's going to start coming to earth through you and me. And God preparing us for that. That's heavy. Well, what else is there? What else is there? What else do we got? What is your purpose for being here but to bring heaven on earth? What is your purpose? What is your purpose? It's not sewn up in yourself, I guarantee you. You can go to 5 schools. It don't even matter. He's God. I'm going to show it to you in the Old Testament. I'm going to show it to you in the New Testament. There's an exceeding greatness of the inheritance in the saints. What is that inheritance? It's to come inherit my kingdom. Not just to sit there. Not just to get your sins forgiven. Inherit it to bring it back down here to earth. For my glory. This is what's happened to us. We're starting to gain ground. Listen, and anytime we start to gain ground, any ground we gain is spiritual. Also, but any ground we try to gain, Satan's going to fight you to the nail. You know, I had someone come to me the other day and from another ministry, and they said, oh, we, and I think they had little armbands on, and I said, oh, we're going to take the land. What land are you taking? Why you got an armband? See, they're still in the natural. Everything's still in the natural. We're still drinking milk. That's used. But here's PWM starting to get into the promised land. God's starting to take us to the gates. Right? And so that for that gate to open, because I'm telling you, it's all spiritual. So that for that gate to open, there's something we got to lose our lives. You know, got to be gone. And Mike, maybe this is why he's got those stony stones. Not only is Mike going to lose the stones, he's going to lose some of Mike. And it'll be just like what Paul said. I had my thorn in the flesh, but I finally saw my weakness. I finally saw that in my strength, I can't get over to what God really wants to do. So whatever he's got to do to get my strength out the way, I'm going to have to glory in my weakness. Because when I'm weak, that's when he's strong, right? And so all of us got this strength in us. Even you say, I don't think I'm strong. Yes, you do. In some area of your life, you think you're stronger. You might not even realize it yourself. So God's got to crush that to get us into an inheritance that'll last forever. See, that's deep. An inheritance that'll last forever. Something that'll go on and on and won't ever end. That was not cheap. So the Holy Spirit's starting to register those deep on the inside of us by that which man can't do. The Holy Spirit is starting to do it in us one by one and then all together. And then together we can crush the principalities and the power of darkness. Mm-hmm. But we all got to learn there's God's strength in us, right? We can do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, right? He's greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We have to learn that. Somebody said, I know scripture. You got to learn that. And he keeps giving us example after example after example. You know, just as they were going across to the promised land, if you remember this in the Old Testament, Joshua and that next generation. And by the way, that next generation had to get circumcised in heart before they could go over. So that's another lesson. But here's my point. The previous generation was supposed to have made sure that new one was getting circumcised. They didn't even do that. They didn't do it. You see, you think about themselves. All I could think about themselves. Forget about God said, make sure you circumcise your child. That's their mind. So on themselves, they didn't. That's a whole generation God had. I'm trying to say, see, here's our tendencies. You know? This is how strong we think of ourselves. This is why we can't get into our true inheritance. You know, we had that funeral yesterday. And I said, God said, you tell them about the resurrection. He said, God, you know good and well. You tell them about the resurrection. Because what else are you going to tell them? What else are you going to tell them? Listen, they took an hour talking about how good Joe was. I didn't have nothing to say about that. What else did I have to say? What do I have to say? And really, that's all we got. It's just that we're so blind. So they didn't even circumcise the generation. They're so caught up on themselves. Forget about the spiritual value of circumcision and what God's trying to get them into. All I know is I want some water and cookies. All I know is some water and some cookies. So they're about to go over there. And God finally found two people. Isn't that something? And just before they were going over there and go to Jericho, you know, that was that first place. Here comes Joshua having some encounter with this big old angel. You remember? And I think it's Joshua chapter 5 or 6 or something like that, whenever you want to go back and read it. And remember he said, you know, are you for us? Are you for them? In other words, God's saying, you ain't going over there in your own strength. I'm putting an angel to let you know who you got to follow in here. It's never our strength. I always got to put down your humanness. And what does the scripture say? Joshua fell to the ground. He fell to the ground. See, our human shifts got to fall to the ground because God wants to bring his kingdom from heaven to earth. But flesh and blood can't get there. So every time you run up against a trial, God, thank you. What's the purpose of this? You know all about every little itty bitty hair on my head. You know about how Roz is not that good a person to me. For whatever reason. It's like Kristen said, something's got to happen to her and something got to happen to me. It's just not her, you know, even though that's what I think. Right? Isn't that how we think? It must be Rob. It must be Rob's problem. God get him straight. I was sitting there doing worship. I heard Pastor Glow whisper, God, you keep doing this to me again. I could tell. God dealing with her. Because something got to happen in her. I was just hoping the other person wasn't me. Just a hoping. I'm saying, God's dependent on us. I'm telling you, he's dependent on us. He's found the people that at least are going after it. At least are starting to seek his face about it. Show us our own faults. And let us confess them. But whatever it takes to get in this kingdom, I know it's difficult, right? I know it's difficult. But let us see that supernatural angel before us that's really doing all the work. Now let us not depend on ourselves. This is why God gives PWM the dream about those throne rooms. Because he's taking us there. And we won't move until the throne of heaven says, you know, you can get to that place that you know if it's a throne or it's not. That's just growth. That's just spiritual development. That's just going through things and learning, getting your senses trained. That's all it is. And in a way, I say it's easy because the Holy Spirit does the work, all the work, but in a way, it's not easy because your flesh keeps getting in the way. And sometimes our zeal gets in the way. And sometimes our slothfulness gets in the way. It could be one or the other, right? It's so hard to find, like, down the middle, narrow path. Some say, oh, you know, you're working too hard. Some say, oh, you're not working hard enough, you know. And it's true. And find that narrow road. God teaches us moment by moment to depend on the Holy Spirit for everything. This is our call. This is what God won't relent on. This is what all the child training is all about. It talks about in Hebrews chapter 12 how he chastises us. Why? For the building of his kingdom. Because he can't do it without you. So to speak, without man. He can do it without you. Listen, if I fall down on it, if I say, you know what, I'm good now, you find somebody else. I'm trying to tell you right now. You'll find somebody else. But he wants you. And he wants me. And he wants us together. And we can walk this thing out together. And listen, from here on out, I'm telling you, every step, when you start going after that kingdom like this, the enemy is going to contest every step. I'm serious. Every step of it. Because as soon as you take some possession, he loses something. And he gets scared. And they're getting too strong in him. And then we take a little more and he loses something. So he's going to fight that part, right? He's not fighting those who are out for themselves. It's those who are after Father's will. That be us. That be the edict from heaven. That be truth. Excuse my language. That's what true prosperity is. Walking in our heavenly calling. Walking in our heavenly calling. Let's go up to the high places. Pastor Mike, will you close us in words and prayer, please?
Amen. do it every time. But, you know, the reality is for me, even what Pastor was saying about the goals, that God was setting something up because he was telling me by the Spirit to write down my goals. And I didn't understand what that purpose was. So the purpose of it all was, when, like Pastor was saying, that everything I had was things of my interest. And later on, the Spirit came back to me and said, well, get home, throw all that away, and I want you to write down all the spiritual goals, stuff from heaven. Only write down stuff from heaven. Don't put nothing from the earth as a goal. Nothing containing anything, flesh, bills, anything. None of that. Just put down heavenly blessings that only can come from heaven. So the reality for us today in this time, as he was saying about the kidney stones, once they went away, the pain remained. So I said, Lord, so why is the pain still here? But it's also, like you said, a thorn in the side to get us to understand, to recognize something. What's more, has more value to me or to us? Is it the pain, the situation, the stuff that we go through, or heaven? So what are you going to do, and what are you going to really truly believe? So I'm like, okay, this pain is real. That's me talking to myself. But he's saying, I like to say that Jesus is real. But when we say that, we don't really mean it at the time because we're going by emotions. So once we get connected spiritually, everything else changes. So one of the things that has to change is self-interest. Self-interest has to change because of the fact that anything that we pretty much do, even in ministry, we'll do it out of our own self-interest. If I can preach, I want somebody to tell me that I preached pretty good that day. Right? We look for that. When we have a dream or a vision or we have something that's burning on the inside of us, what is the true root behind it? Is it self-interest or is it from heaven that God's really get all the glory? So for him to detox us, we have to get in a position where that we have to be like Joshua and Caleb. Even though most of us have all these, we done did all these things that's wrong, we done made all these mistakes, but God's saying, look, I'm going to send you some help to get you from A to Z. But is Z going to be real enough to you even though you still are dealing with A? You can only see Z by the spiritual eyes of heaven. See, it's not even to the point that the only thing I want to do is see heaven. It's the point that everything about me should be heaven. Everything that we see as the body of Christ should be all centered in the midst of heaven. So even though I was sitting here and I was like, man, I'm tired, I'm in pain. And then God said, look at the food at the table. He said he prepared food at the table and it's getting cold. He said, you're sitting at the table and you won't eat what's already prepared for you. Because in the natural, you already know what lamb chops and the steak taste like. So instead of you going ahead and eating it, you said, I'd rather just meditate on, this steak tastes real good. This chicken tastes real good. But God said, eat because the food is getting cold. What I'm talking about, this stuff, that manna that we get in this house, you got to eat it. While it's hot. But that's why you can't go back and look at what it used to taste like. I was teasing something. I think I was talking to Pastor about it. I said, I went to Fleming's to get a steak. Oh, my God.
ain't gonna take me long to eat that steak though.
That steak was so good. My goodness. Now, I done had some good steaks in my life up until that point. So once I had Fleming steak, I was saying everything else is steakums. Every other T-bone, every other whatever. In the restaurant, you want to name is a steakum compared to Fleming's. That's the same thing with the kingdom of God. Don't get it twisted because the word steak is in it. Just stay used to getting that real steak. Get the real juicy steak that you don't have to put anything to it. You just go ahead and just eat it. And sit back and go, good. See, camel soup don't have nothing on the kingdom of God. But see, this just can't be words. This have to be, see, this is my desire. I'm just speaking for me right now. This is my desire. I don't want anything else. Now, half the time, I don't even know what I'm eating. But I recognize it's from heaven. And I'm like, man, now we got to deal with the broccoli and, you know, you got to deal with the grits. You got to eat it, Pastor. You got to eat it. And what I'm saying, and see that's one of the things that's in the natural. You have your own story of what you don't like to eat, right? But here's the deal. It's going to be good for you if you walk in obedience and eat what's prepared before you. Because, see, self-interest is not eating things that you don't like. Self-interest will tell you, well, I'm not going to eat them. No, I'm killing myself here. I don't like a lot of stuff. But the spirit of it is, I want everything that has come from heaven on my plate. I want everything that's coming. Even if I don't understand it, I don't see it, I'm having trouble believing. Well, I'm going to do it this way and nobody can make. All of that is dealing with self. But God said, no, I got something greater for you. It's beyond the spiritual gifts. Same thing with the spiritual gifts. We're so familiar with it, we just want the gifts and that's it. But what God wants to plant us, what he wants to give us, when he's talking about that, we're going to take it by force. The taking by force for us is the reality of I have to get the ability from heaven to know how to get wisdom from heaven to walk this thing out in the natural. Because if it's up to us, we have fixed our own self. And let's be honest, it haven't worked. So let's turn this thing around. Let's just get this hunger after this. Let's just go ahead and say, no, I'm going to get circumcised. I'm going to bow down. I'm going to give up my thinking, my plans. All my self-ambitions has to go. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up. There you go. So let's let that be from heaven and not just lyrics. You know, when you're talking about press towards the mark of the high calling. See, even though they told me not to even come out this whole weekend, but the hunger from heaven just to be around you guys is strength. You know. Just to see Pastor smack me. This good stuff, man. Get my little smack on. Those are the type of things that has to be good to us. That's, I'm telling you, this, that's the things, because you know, your mind will start racing like, okay, why are you picking on me or whatever? No, that's the devil. To keep you with self-interest. But we hunger after the things of heaven. It doesn't matter what man can do or think he can do. But if I'm seated in heaven, I could be like Stephen. Throw the rocks. But I see my father standing there with the angels around. And I can say, God, have mercy, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Wouldn't you want that more than a car and a house? That soon as you get it, it loses interest. Let me pray. Close out. Father God, we pray right now, God, we thank you, oh God, for the substance of heaven that came down and rained down in our life, God. We thank you, Father, for loving us enough that you would continue to show us deeper, 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 and deeper, more revelations of heaven. We thank you, Father God, for the people that you have assembled here this morning, oh God, for these are the chosen ones today, God. I pray, Father, that he that has an ear, let us hear what the Spirit has to say to us. Speak to our hearts, oh God. Let us lay aside every weight by the Spirit. Because we don't know how to lay it down, God. But God, you can show us what to offer to you. Now, Father, I pray today, God, I pray for every mind in here be renewed. Transformed. That every step that they take, oh God, from this moment on, it'll be an upward calling to the heavenly things of from you, Father. We thank you now, God. We thank you for this glorious time. And even during our fellowship, oh God, that we'll be in heaven. No distraction for no one in this house today. We thank you, oh God, for our pastor, oh God, that servant that you has put in this house, God. We thank you for his obedience. Father, we pray for strength in his body, his mind, his soul. Father, as the fountain overflows, it will always fall on rich ground to produce the things of heaven in the earth. We curse every assignment of the enemy off the lives of your people today, God. Resurrection power that leads back to the cross. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.